Good morning. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Those that I know your name, those I don't yet know your name. All right. This week's share is sponsored by Anonymous. So we titled this year, What is a Jewish Name? The Halachas from A to Z. And it's very appropriate for this week's Parsha, Parshas Shemos, which the Baal HaTurim on the first Pasuk of the Parsha brings down that there's a Chazal that Pirkei de Berlozer talks about, that there are three zchusim the Bnei Yisrael had in being redeemed from Mitzrayim. Number one, they didn't change their clothing. Number two, they didn't change their national language. And finally, number three, they didn't change their names. These three cultural aspects were zchusim that enabled the Jews to be freed, eventually freed from Mitzrayim. And that idea of keeping a Jewish name is definitely something which, you know, through the ages, people definitely keep Jewish names. But at the same time, other, I'll say, not as so simple Jewish names have crept in to our world. And I'd like to examine today just how appropriate all different names are. I made a list of 15 names that I'll recite here from A to Z. Each one of these names has some nuance of an issue with, and we'll go through them. Starting from A, we have the name Aaron. What could be wrong with Aaron? Alex, Alexander. Adolf, Benjamin, Bernard, Chris, Daniela, E for Evan, skipping a little in the alphabet, Noach, Nimrod, P for Peter, the name Shira, U for Uri, Y for Yenta, and finally Z for Zachary. So literally from A to Z, I like to go through perhaps different issues of different names and see what halacha, what the poskim talk about in terms of validity of all these names. Now first we'll begin with the idea of a Gentile name. Okay, take
Jesus.
Okay.
It's a Jewish man.
Boy, I see Spanish is the first language over here in Florida.
Si.
Jesus, okay. So, I'll first begin towards the top of your sheets. There's a Tosos and Maseches Gittin. Gittin is probably the one Masechta which talks mostly about names, the most about names. And Tosfos over there, in talking about the names on the get, Shalul Rabbeinu Tam, Amumar La'avodas Chachavim, Shegirish Ashishto. Let's say you have a Jew who goes off to worship idolatry, and V'lo Nichta Beget, El Shem Shel Yehudis, V'lo Shem Shel V'chavim. It has his original Jewish name. It doesn't have his new name. Let's use the name Paul. It doesn't have his new name. It had Pinchas on the get, but it doesn't have Paul. V'heshev Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam, one of the greatest of the Baalei Tosfos in the Rishonim era, answers back, Chalila lahasker shem avodas chachavim b'toras Moshe v'Yisrael. God forbid you mention the name of Avodah Zarah within the Torah of Moshe and Klal Yisrael. It sounds like for Rebbeinu Tam that he is quite adamant one should not utilize the name Paul or some Gentile name on a get. Now, even though on Gittin it's quite complicated, and that's a major nafkamina with names, is when you write a get, you have to have all the names a person is known by. I discussed last year, we were learning Gittin, so I took my Talmidim to Rabbi Lehrfeld, who is an absolute bucky in Gittin, and he does a lot of them. I actually scheduled an appointment. I had a choice of dates, unfortunately. And we sat with him. We actually watched two Gittin being performed, and you see the meticulous nature of it. Lehrfeld goes through the exact names. Some of the people involved were Israeli. Some actually had Russian heritage. And going through all the names, your name, your father's name, what was he called by, what was he known? And common practice would be put all the names down in the get. Because Chas V'Shalom, if we don't have the right name, that get could be Pasul. And the children born from a future union would be Imam Zerin, which is a very big deal. So getting the names right is extremely important. No pun intended. Getting the names right. But you have to put down the names. Rabbeinu Tam says, but you better not put on the name, a non-Jewish name. That doesn't go on the get. Later, Psak Halacha, I found from the Shal Teshuvas Maharam Shek. He actually quotes this Tosos as one source, outlawing a non-Jewish name for a Jewish person. He also quotes the Medrash that we started off with, that this is one of the schus and one of the merits that got the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, was not changing their name. And he says very strongly, no, you cannot use a non-Jewish name. Maharam Shik absolutely prohibits it. This fact is very interesting. His name is Maharam Shik. Right? The Shik family is famous. At least, sure, Pesach time with their cakes. But...
Shik electric, and their women are all
Shiks. Oh. But... Right? Their women are not Shiksas. But... The Maisa, the Shik name, originally it's spelled in Hebrew, Shin Yud Kuf. Shin Yud Kuf is an acronym for Shem Yisrael Kodesh. When the family was forced in Europe to take on a surname, a family name, they took on the name Shik. Because they didn't just want any random last name, let's say Trump or something. They were nervous about some names. So they specifically took the name Shik as an acronym, Shem Yisrael Kodesh. Jewish names are holy, and we don't want to take on any non-Jewish name. And that was Maharam Shik's Shita. This Shita was followed by Rav Shlomo Kluger, Paskins like this, the Darche Tshuva, Paskins like this. I found some random Sefer from Eretz Yisrael, a Likut, of different things on a bris. He only brings the Shita. He doesn't bring any arguing opinions. And there are definitely people in the Welt who will only give their kids Jewish names. They will not get also a Gentile name. No, only Jewish names. That's one position. Yes.
From a get perspective, flip side, it's very hard because you have a woman now who's going to be in a good life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to be careful. If they don't have any Gentile name, so there's no problem. On their license, which for the record, on mine it says, my name is Yaakov. That's all it says in my license, actually, Yaakov Chaim. It's right there in my license. Right? That could be the first reason why I failed my first road test, even though I was wearing a baseball cap. Well, actually, I refused to wear a baseball cap. It's another story. But yeah.
In Milhaj, the driving related to Yiddish, the term shit means order or skillful.
So you got both. Okay. Yes. We haven't done much yet. You shouldn't have too many questions just yet. Once I start getting to everyone's name here, then we get a little nervous, but we're not there yet. Okay, hold your thought. I figured it out already. Hold your thought. We'll get to that. But I'm telling you, this is how the Maharam Shik reads Tosos. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, and that you can find on the back of your sheets. And Rav Moshe has a very long and very interesting tshuva on this topic. Rav Moshe permits Gentile names. If you look quick in the first line, these non-Jewish names, even if it's maybe not so nice, it's not Aser. And he goes through, firstly he says, you look through the ages, there are so many what you call non-Jewish names all over. He gives his one example. He says, in Ashkenazim, in Sephardim. He says, you have Rishonim, the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah writes a parish on the Rambam, Rav Magid. The Magid Mishnah, his name was Rabbeinu Vidal. Vidal was not a Hebrew name. It was a Gentile name that here this Rishon has. He brings another example. The Rambam. Rambam was acronym for Rav Moshe ben Maimon. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Maimon was not a Jewish name. Huh. The Rambam's. The Rambam's own father, Maimon, says that wasn't a Jewish name. But these names through the ages were names that were accepted. And a Chalila, Rav Moshe writes very strongly, Chas v'shom lanu lomar shalom also kahogen. God forbid for us to say that these people, great people, did something not correct. If we see through the ages Jewish people having what you call, quote unquote, Gentile names, Rav Moshe says, we have to assume they were doing the right thing. And for sure, through the ages, once you have such a thing, that's fine. He goes through even Amorayim. Look in the Gemara. The Gemara has names. Rav Papa, Rizvid, Marzutra. He says tons of them. These are not Jewish names. Get to that in a moment. Now Rav Moshe knocks off his proof from these names in the Gemara. He says, perhaps you could argue with me that the language of Aramaic got a certain Kedusha. In fact, the Gemara was written in Aramaic. So Mamela, maybe you would argue that those names have a higher standard than just a plain English name. But he still sticks with what he wrote. You go back to the Rishonim, they had these names. You're right, you bring up Peter. Right? They're Alexander. Peter is actually one of the Bali Tosos. Alexander through the ages. Right? Uncleus was a Ger. Yes. Uh-huh. Right? Because actually, that's a debate. That's one of the topics I didn't talk about. But not so simple to name after a Ger.
Uncleus was a Ger, but he kept his name.
He kept his name. Correct. Yes.
Can we just clarify for a second? When you talk about Jewish names, you're talking about names
found in Tanakh? So we'll get to that. Right? So, Rav Moshe's tshuva, Rav Moshe goes through that 100% it would be okay if a person has, quote unquote, a non-Jewish name. Now, I'm not sure You know, there are some names which are easy, right? You know where Moshe's two children are named? So I'm not sure if Reuven Feinstein has any quote-unquote English name, but his older son, Reb David Feinstein, I believe the name is David. But that's an easy one, because as just mentioned before, a Hebrew name, for sure a biblical name, that is translated into English, Kuli Amo Plugi, that's fine.
Aaron.
David, Benjamin, we'll get to Aaron. David, Benjamin, those things are fine. Where debate is you take a pure English name. Peter is not the English form of Pinchas. It's not. Nor is Paul. But these, where you take an English name, a non-Jewish name, that is what Ramosha is talking about. And Ramosha is coming out, look, we find many people who have that, and that's fine. Now, Ramosha does write, I'm in the second column, second paragraph. A few short lines, very important. He writes, the imleko shum tam, l'shum shame, if there's no reason you have to give a name. Look, you want to make up, you know, let's pick a nice name to name our kids. Let's make up a name. Yeshvali livchar b'shem echad mihanevi'im v'hatzadikim shekaru olomi shehikironu b'dor zeh letzanik v'gon v'ach k'shulchai. Rav Moshe Feinstein recommends, if you're just picking a name, pick a name of a tzaddik from a previous generation, or even to that extent, or Moshe is talking to Ashkenazim here too, pick a name of a current living gadol or tzaddik. Pick a name. Because that name has something which has more significance to it, rather than just going picking up a name. Again, he's talking here in Tshuva, if your grandfather was named Peter, Alex, okay? There's an inyan to name after relatives. But if you're just picking a name, Moshe suggests the best name to pick is a good, trusted Jewish name through the ages. Now, one more step in this Tshuva from Moshe, and we'll expound on a few more things. We said that the Maharam Shek, who was clearly arguing on Moshe, right? It's interesting, in this Tshuva, Moshe doesn't bring the Maharam Shek. But the Maharam Shek, who was arguing with Moshe, we said he had a couple of rayas. One was from the Tosos that we quoted. The Rabbeinu Tam was very against a Gentile name. So that, Moshe himself doesn't go through that proof, but others did. And that's a much easier thing to push off. Because there we're talking about a Jew who went off the path of Judaism, accepted upon himself a different religion, and took upon another name. Yes, that name, that person, of course you should name after. Rabbeinu Tam's point is a simple point if you take in the context that we're dealing with a Jew who sort of went against his religion. So in such a case, for sure you shouldn't name like that. That's Pashut. It's more debatable just by a normal pariv Gentile name, if there is such a thing. Yeah. A pariv, a plain, simple one. That's where it's debatable. So you have no raya from that Tosos. Yes? Which name?
The
secular name. Yes. Ramosha is fully behind the secular name. You're right. So much so, it would be something, the person known by that, Halakha Nafkamina, would be put on the get. Now, hold on. But a second step, which Moshe spells out, weren't the Jews redeemed from Mitzrayim because they didn't change their name? So isn't that a big deal? So Moshe says such a fascinating, interesting hashkafa to answer that question. So the end of the tshuva. Moshe says like this, perhaps one could say, this whole medrash, this idea of the Jews not changing their name, being a big schus for them, big merit, that was only at the times of Mitzrayim before the giving of the Torah. At that point in Jewish history, the Jews were not absolutely chayiv in the Torah. And therefore, what set them apart from the other nations? Three cultural aspects: their clothing, their language, and their names. But after the Jews have the Torah is what sets us apart from the other nations. And we may not need these same cultural forces to stay Jewish. Brilliant insight for Moshe. You think about it through the ages, this is one of the things people struggle with. Sometimes we grab onto what you call, quote unquote, the tuffle, and we forget the ikker. You know, how many Jews come Sunday morning to have their bagel and lox and they feel Jewish?
A lot of them.
Right? Unfortunately, though, that's not the essence of Jewin. That's culturally, right? They might even have a Jewish name. If they're married to a shiksa, that's not living the Jewish life. The Jewish life is defined by Limud HaTorah. And Ramosha says, he ends off the piece, he says, to me this is very logical. I don't have any proof to my idea that this whole name business is really before Matan Torah. But post-Matan Torah, it's different. But it's a fascinating yesod for Ramosha. What makes us a Jewish people is not the culture, the names, you know, the sociological aspects of it. It's a Torah, and it's different. And therefore, that's an added aspect of Moshe feels. I could say, hey, well, I could be matter of the names. The names is not the biggest deal in the world. That's the psak for Moshe. Now, at the same time, so walking away from this, yeah, one could, based on this Moshe, it's a machlokas. As I told you, some Israeli svarim, they won't even quote you this Moshe. They'll just quote, oh, it's usher, there's a marim shik. But Rav Moshe clearly is moderate. I found also Rav Yashav also has the same psak. So it's not just an American thing that one could give a kid a secular name. In fact, an interesting story I'll tell you personally. My Rosh Hashiva, Rav Henoch Leibowitz. So Rav Shiva had a lot of different hashkafas. And some things were written down. Inside some svarim, right? Lubin actually wrote up quite a few. But many weren't. Majority wasn't. I remember only by my fourth child did I hear that the Reshiva held that you should give your kids an English name.
You should.
So when I named my fourth kid, who happened to be named after the Reshiva of Henoch Leibowitz, Alter Henoch Henoch, which would not be so easy to say in a doctor's office. So I told my wife, okay, we got to pick a name here. I had a Havmith named Henry. Henry for, you know, for Henoch. But instead we chose, for Alter, we chose Alan. That's an English name. Alan. So he's my first of my kids that has an English name. The older ones don't. But the Reshiva had an interesting hashkaf of why he felt you should give an English name. And I remember when I first heard it, you know, I was a little skeptical. But upon more thought, it actually made some sense. He said, a Jew should never feel comfortable in the country he's living in. Even in America, you know, you never know. Esav Sones Yaakov, anti-Semitism. You never know when you might be on the run, and it would be a good thing to have a secular name.
Huh.
Unfortunately, we see those words to be true. You know?
That's a weird reason.
You know, Baruch Hashem, America is not like Europe. But the idea is, look, you're right, there are many people named Yoel, you know, who in business go by Joel with their big beards and their baseball cap. And how do you know I was Jewish? I'm not sure. Was it your tuna bagel you were eating? I don't know. But Joel, he says Joel like Yoel. But, okay, Maisa, it's one form of Ishtavos, at least on a list, on a paper, on a document. It says an English name. There's something to that. But be that as it may, just one last point before we move on to other aspects. The first words of the tshuva still are that in terms of secular names, sha'afshu davar meguna. What Moshe finds his own words is it's a davar meguna. It's not so nice. Rav Moshe is dropping the aspect that, you know, it's better if you call your kid by a Jewish name, a clear Jewish name, versus a secular name. Maybe there might be a reason that he also has a secular name, but what should be the main name? It should be a Jewish name. Yes, mister?
What did Paro do with Yosef? The first thing he did was he gave him an Egyptian name.
Right, very good point.
Yosef
right.
Stayed.
Right. I saw people talk about that. It's actually the next Paro term, too. So that's one aspect.
Keeping this in mind, which is all very important, and I highly respect everything you say so far.
I'm glad.
So how did our Gemara get written in bubbly? How is it that Greek can be one of the languages that the Torah scroll can be written in? Right.
So interesting point. Right. Rav Moshe himself alluded to that there were other languages, right, that had some chashivas to it.
Greek.
Chachmas Yavanis. There's Amoraic, as well as, you know, through the ages, different people say Yiddish has some chashivas to it.
Mostly German.
The Jewish form of German. Yeah. Different things. But Rav Moshe's other point is really the language issues are much less. Nowadays we translate the Torah easily into English. The language issues, you know, are much different in a world post the Torah. That was Moshe's point. Once we have the Torah, these cultural connections that one has with language, names, and dress, in a certain sense, take a back seat to the Torah. The Torah is the main distinguishing factor between us and the Goyim. Now, hold on.
That's our Torah and our Torah Shabbat Pet. We've broken the main rule for our Torah.
Okay, you want to get into the issue, why do we write down the Torah? Okay. We'll talk about that perhaps a different share. That's a good topic.
I'm looking for it.
Okay. So, the first issue that we have down here are Gentile names. So to that, to Machlokas, but we find their emotion allowed such things. Now let's quickly go through a few other aspects, about like seven. So let's say any name, this we spoke out, but let me spell this out clearly. Let's say any name associated with another religion. Right? Naming a nice Jewish kid Muhammad. Okay? So, if you decide to live, you want to be the last Jew. This is a good one for you here. Right? You want to be the last Jew in Bavel because you love Talmud Bavli. So, you're going to stay in Iraq. So, probably it's safe for you to stay in Iraq with the name Muhammad. Right? So, there, that's what we quoted before, that Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam's position. If you take the name of some other religion, another Avodah Zarah, something foreign like that, that L'Kuli Amo L'Prigi would not be good. Thus, one cannot name his son Chris.
Oh, that was the
name. Your son or your daughter, Chrissy. Nope.
Peter and Paul.
That does not work. Now, Peter, right? Peter, we mentioned before, was actually one of the Bali Tosas. So we found that name to have been around. You know, it's tricky by these things. How far back do you look? You know, Rav Moshe, really when he was doing that tshuva, Rav Moshe looked back to the Amorayim and the Rishonim. You know, with these type of things, Rav Shiva had a yesod, you really have to look back to the previous generations right before you. You can't just go back to the fact, hey, I have a proof that every nice Jewish kid should be a doctor. What's my proof? Because the Rambam was a doctor. What happened between the Rambam and, you know, were the greatest sages in Judaism, were they doctors? You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't have a second job, nor did Rav Avadja. He wasn't hiding in his sunglasses doing something else. But, so you do have to look to the more previous generations, you know. Were there people in the past, you know, 100 years named, you know, Peter?
Even if it became on a Avodah Zarah name, if it was around before then,
perhaps
like Nicholas, like if it was around before then, just because
became accepted as Jewish names, that if that was your bubby's name, if that was your grandparents' name, you could trace it back. So that's different. That we already spoke out. That's not a problem.
So even if it became,
now, yes. Now, Second step. What about the name of a Rasha?
Adolf.
An evil person. Ah, I quoted that one. So that's a Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. Quotes the Pasuk, Vishem Risham Yirkov. The name of the evil should rot. The name of the evil should rot means you don't give your kids that name. So thus, one should not name his son Adolf. Now, what gets a little tricky, what times if you have a name, look, there were Jewish people named Adolf.
Still today.
Right? There's Uncle Adolf.
There's seniors still
yeah.
today.
So that gets a little trickier. You know, where there are Jewish people named in the name, you could say, look, I wasn't Mechavan, obviously, for Adolf. I was Mechavan for that person. Mm. Okay? But that gets a little tricky. Most of the people named Adolf, I would bet, were named that before. Of that era okay. beforehand. Post that, I don't think there are too many people named Adolf.
No.
I'll give you another example. And this actually is quite common. People came to me, they saw him giving a share. Some quite firm person in his neighborhood came to me and told me, yeah, Taka, I have a cousin in Israel named Nimrod. I'm like, really? Yep. You? Yes.
It's a very popular name.
Now, I checked. Rabbi Sharfman has two shiurim in general on the topics of names. He didn't talk on this topic in particular. He talked on the idea of changing names and also who has rights. Grandparents, parents, right? Wife side, husband side. Who has the rights for those names? So that you could check up. The changing name is number 150, and the other one is the one sent out by the family in Torah Anytime, I think, has this week. But Rabbi Sharfman, you know, talked about Nimrod, one of the shurim, and he figured out why did Nimrod become such a popular name in Israel? If you read just a simple Bible, it says Nimrod was a Ish Gibor, was a strong man. So it's like calling your son Hercules. Right? Strong man. Nimrod. Unfortunately, if you read through Chazal, Nimrod was not a good person. He was a Rasha. And, you know, that's a name we would not give a nice Jewish kid. It should not be called Nimrod. I thought another particular issue in 2018 America. Unfortunately, there was a Jew who made headlines a few years ago. Now, last names, you know, if you're born into the family, you can't choose whether you're called Madoff or not. But the name Bernard, you could choose.
Bernie.
Right? Bernard. But that seemingly, right?
Well, the example is trying to give everybody's money back.
Right. Yeah, so that seemingly is okay. There's Shaul Shachuvas Ramah spells it out. Even if you have somebody who did the wrong thing, but there are other people who clearly have that name, right? The Adolf one, you know, now is probably different. But Bernard, okay, you know, you want to name your kid Bernard. I'm not sure it's so in anymore, but you want to name your kid Bernard, as long as your last name is not Madoff, I think that's okay. Yes.
I mean, I assume you kind of may have just answered it, but what about the name Shabtai?
Right, I thought of that case. Right. Shabtai, like Shabtai Tzvi. So that, we know Shabtai Tzvi was a heretic who led this messianic movement, which unfortunately did a lot of damage to Judaism for literally centuries. But you do find people with the name Shabtai. You do find it. In recent generations, no, Ashkenazim too. They're all types. I had a Russian friend of mine named Shabtai. Huh. Yeah, he was born in Russia. That was his name. But Lamaisa, yeah, that's probably different. Because once we have a name that has been accepted in the past 100 years, that has a lot of credence. And even if, you know, I thought of that issue, somebody who leads a big movement, which is obviously anti-Torah, wouldn't want to give a name like that, but if it's been accepted in the past hundreds of years, so that sounds reasonable. Now, another issue, which I only realized was an issue in researching for this share, what about a name pre the times of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is known as the first Jew.
Noah.
What about names before that?
Noah
is one name. Adam, Shem, Aver, Hanoch. Yes, all these similarly are names pre-Avram Avinu. So I have it down there on the sheets, in the bottom left column, that there's a Ma'abit, which writes, Yesh kasvu shein lasi shem levno yishmel sadara shel levnei Avram. You go, Noach shem, El me Avram Avinu ve'elach. The Ma'abit says one should not give a name pre-Avram Avinu. The Judaism begins by Avram Avinu, not before. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein says nothing wrong with the Gentile name. Yeah, but ideally you should have a Jewish name too. So, V'yesh omim shem ha'akbet al zeh. But the Knesset Gedola sparred with the Ma'abit. He says no such problem. Now, ideally, they give an Eitzah over here that the best thing, the issue we're debating, is the person named Noach. Noach who built the Teva, that man.
That's a good Jewish.
But if you have in mind when you name your child Noach, you're naming after a grandfather, not even a grandfather. You're a Baal Tshuva from Eshat Torah. You want to name your son, actually he's a relative of mine, after of Noach Weinberg, Zatzal, the founder of Eshat Torah. You could do that. Because the debatable issue is the Noach of the Bible. Noach from the marble. But to name your son Noach after Noach Weinberg or other Gedolim who had the name Noach, Tzadikim had the name Noach, that would be okay. Right? So too, the name Adam, same thing. You name after someone, it's debatable, Adam Arishon. But if you name after someone who had that name, Adam, or someone great that you know had that, that's a big deal. It really doesn't matter in these situations. If your great-great-grandfather might have done something which wasn't ideal, but once that name is rooted in the family, we usually look upon that as a good thing. Someone told me, B'shem Rabbi Neumann Zatzal, that he heard from Ramosha that if you're honored by a bris with Kriya Shem, he says, when the father tells you the name, the first thing you should think of when you say that name is some good tzaddik that has that name. Have that in mind when you say it, as a schus for the child. That was Moshe Feinstein's advice to the person who was honored with Kriya Shem. So these names, for sure, make a difference. And it's clear multiple chazals that the name of a person has a hashpah on the person. And therefore, that's part of the major reason here. We want to be careful, not just in terms of Hilchas Gittin, but we want to be careful in what the names are. Now, with that, I want to touch on two issues. The name really has a big impact on the person. Obviously, a person has bechira and a person has free will to do everything. At the same time, the influence of a name has an impact on a person. So what about naming after somebody who passed away young? Or naming after somebody who died in a horrific way? The poskim can talk about such things. And they do discourage, in general, naming after somebody who was nifter young, or naming after somebody who died a horrific death, unless it's a close relative. If it's a close relative, Moshe Feinstein writes this in a couple of places, 100% one can name after a grandparent, parent, who, even when they were nifter young, Moshe does talk about adding a name in those situations to it. So the person's name was Moshe, added some name to that. So it's not exactly the same. Hopefully that extra name will give extra mazel. But it's a schus, that person. If you just left the name the same, for a relative, you're allowed to do it. But definitely not a relative, that's where these issues come up. Because a name does play a role within the future of this child, of this person. Yes?
Maybe a different subject. What about the concept of naming exactly after someone?
Right.
Two sides or whatever.
Yes, so really this topic of names, I could go on. I'm watching the clock. I'm ignoring lots of questions. Realize you're ignored. I'm ignoring lots of questions because there's so much you could talk about, and I'm touching on just a drop. But really, you're right. There is an idea to name the exact name of somebody. And really, I can go into this whole issue. Double names and taking one name from this person, one name from that person, not so simple. Really, if you want a name after somebody, you should give the exact name, but I'll show you there are a few instances where they might be different. So, but by a grandparent, one could give the exact name. Our post can now tell you, even in a situation, a grandparent, someone was nifter young, you could give the exact name. But at the same time, Moshe said you could add a name, and that would be good to add a name for per this situation, but you're still naming after that person. I'll tell you another thing, which is quite interesting. I heard about this a few years ago. I tracked down the people who told me about this, what the makor was. They didn't have, but I found the makor. Maybe I'll set it straight. Okay. Lakewood's a big city, right? I want to contrast one interesting factor. If you go in Williamsburg or Curious Yule, exactly. And you want to call, you did business with somebody, you want to call a guy, hey, what do you call the guy? Yoel. The original Satmar Rebbe here in America, of Yoel Teitelbaum. You know, the average kid in the Satmar class is named Yoel. If not, his father's named Yoel. Okay, depending on the generations. But, right. You go to Crown Heights, you find lots of Menachem Mendels. What name do you think is the most popular name in Lakewood? You would think the most popular name in Lakewood should be Aaron after Byron Cutler. So I'll tell you a fascinating story. There are not so many Aarons in Lakewood, and there are very few who are named after Byron Cutler. And the reasoning behind it is a sad story, is that I guess after Byron Cutler was nifter, some different Talmidim named their children after Byron Cutler. And none of them, those children, ever, the exact stats, but most of those children did not amount to being anybody of particular stature. And there was a feeling, not every name sticks well. And it's the favorite Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim says, if you see somebody who's named by a name, even if it's the name of a tzaddik, well, you see people that have that name and are not doing well religiously, don't name your son that name. And that's why common practice in today, you do not find too many Aarons in Lakewood. These are not simple things. And that's why really the issue of naming a child is really a major shiloh. Really big deal. On the one hand, you have shilohs. Do I give my kid a Gentile name, a secular name? It's one degree of shilohs. What's he going to be called? But on the other hand, I'm about you from, I'm ready. I want to give my kid a nice, good Jewish name. I open my Gedolim book and start picking out names. What could be wrong with that? I don't have to ask a rabbi on that one. You've got to ask the rabbis everything. You don't know. These type of things are not so simple. You could give a name of a great tzaddik, but if it's known that people were given that name and didn't end up well, then that shouldn't be a name that people follow. So even, it's not just Adolf and Alex, which might be questionable. They said Alex is not a problem. But Aaron in Lakewood, maybe.
Don't move to Lakewood.
Now, I'd like to spend a few minutes on the name Shira. Shira has gotten quite a bit of controversy recently. Shira sounds like a nice, good Jewish girl's name, until it came along with Chaim Kanievsky. People I'll get to that in a moment. People know this from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. People have gone to Reb Chaim Kanievsky with the name Shira, and he tells them, Shira is not a name. You should change your name. Now, people are quite, you know, Shira in general is a nice name, but people like naming after things of the Parsha and things that week. So, Shabbos Shira, if a kid is born around then, you name your daughter Shira. I actually had my daughter born, my kiddush was Shabbos Shira. So it was right by, I was actually born in Shabbos Bo, okay, but by the time we named her, it was Shabbos Shira. That would have been perfect to name her Shira. I didn't. But I had grandparents to name after. Great grandparents. But you name Shira, Chaim Kanievsky says, change the name. He'll tell people who have 20-year-old daughters, 30-year-old daughters, Chaim doesn't care. Your name is Shira? No? Change your name. Your name should be Sara, or pick another name.
Someone came to him and said, name is Shira. He said, it's a beautiful name. He said, what? He said, wait, she was born in Pasha Shira. So he goes, and if she'll be born in Pasha's Parra, or you can't afford it.
So some of these stories I believe, some of them I don't. I think it's a great joke. But it could be he would say that. Chaim Kanievsky actually has a sense of humor. If she was born Parshas Parah, would you name her Parah? That wouldn't be so nice. You're right.
Only if she had
yes.
Sure,
probably
born
I believe is the most popular name of children.
There we have it. Right? I was trying to, I actually looked up some of these stats. But you're saying Shira is quite a popular Jewish girl's name. And I think that's part of the reason this word from Chaim Kanievsky has generated, like, woo, you know, lots of hawk that, okay, what to do with that? Now, I'll just point out, you know, there are people, even post this whole hullabaloo started, that have gone to other poskim, amongst them I know Rav Belsky, that's all, and Rav Belsky permitted the name Shira. 100% he did. I do see modern poskim, you know, other ones I've checked up, are nervous about it. And they tell me if you come and name your kid, maybe you shouldn't name Shira. But I'll get to it in a moment. I have an interesting shaila I'd like to send to Reb Chaim. Anyone's going soon? Let's ask this one.
What does he say?
But, so let me explain. Don't you think I'll explain that one? So, Chaim's idea. Now, whether you buy it on the name Shira or not is an important idea for all ideas with names. Chaim's idea with the name Shira, why it's a problem, is it's a newfangled name. This wasn't a name that developed through the ages. It's something which modern Judaism made up. It's new.
Any of the names from Europe
came up, right. Even names from Europe, right? Okay, why is that better? Right? Yenta.
Yeah.
Now, Yenta, my wife's grandmother, she says she's sure, was not named after the fact of someone who talks a lot. It can't be. Nobody would name their kid, you Yenta, you Schmoozer, you this. Ah. Like, that can't be. The pshat is there was a name that existed through the ages. Somehow along the line, there was some Yenta who talked a lot. So that got the phrase Yenta. She's a Yenta. But really, there must be significance in the name. A lot of the Jewish names have gone for generations and generations. To make up a new name, it's a little tricky. Chaim says you shouldn't do such a thing. Really, Rav Moshe said the same thing. Rav Moshe himself said, you're giving a kid a name, don't make up a name. Pick a wonderful name of one of the tzaddikim, one of the figures we have in Chumash, in Tanakh, a tzaddik through the ages, even a tzaddik right now. Pick a name like that, rather than just making up a name. That's where Reb Chaim is coming from. So much so, this is, I think, Reb Chaim's idea, is that it's not a name. I believe Reb Chaim, see, it bothered me. We wouldn't say, let's say a person has a name, Shira. Right? People have come to Reb Chaim with issues. My daughter doesn't have a shidduch. She's old already. What's her name? Shira. He says, change her name. So, that bothers me. Do you think the reason she's not married is because of her name? Is that the only issue here? Come on. Right? It's like saying bad things happen only because of you didn't check your mezuzah. Really? I was taught, my Rebbeim taught me that's not how these things function. You should, of course, you should do things. It's a certain hishtadlus. Of course you do these things. But it's a Beferish Rambam. Bad things happen. You fashfish b'maisav. You look at your actions. It's not some heebie-jeebie thing that's your mezuzah. It's you didn't give money to Kupa Ariyer. It's, right? Yeah, Judaism is not about superstitions. Judaism is a clear, codified, halachic, we follow the Torah. So, what's up, Shat? So I think I figured it out. I hope I did. Of course, whatever factor is holding this girl back from a shidduch is holding her back. But people want to daven for her. Who are they davening for? They're davening for no name. Bas Sara. She doesn't have a name to daven with. A mezuzah is an extra shmira. When something's going wrong in your life, you don't have the extra shmira, that can make a difference. These things are extra chosim, extra shmiras. If you don't have the right name for people to daven for, that gets a little tricky. So that, I believe, is part of the reason why Reb Chaim says, you have an issue, change your name. There should be a schus, at least someone to daven for. You could clearly daven. The name Shira may not be a name. Now, if that follows through, I wonder, and this is a shaila that I would like to ask Sir Chaim, let's say the girl was named Shira Sara. Would he have a problem in that scenario? Maybe not. Because there, the name Sara has significance. So even if you tell me the name Shira doesn't, but that's not her only name. So that's a big deal. Okay. So there's a few things. Right? Really, you mentioned before that really this thing from Reb Chaim, his father held similar things. I'm not sure I had it with the name Shira. But other, one of these new Israeli boys' name.
My wife's father went to staff where his name was Yaron and he became it to Aaron. So by my wedding, I had to read it all too.
Yeah, yeah. Those, Yaron, I've heard other names. Aviron or something like that. I don't know. Some Israeli name I didn't recognize. But Reb Chaim himself said that's not a name. You have to change the name. So Reb Chaim is going with the stipler idea in these things. That's, I think, his Masara in it. And, okay, but really what this means is that, you know, a person should be careful. You know, this is one aspect. The name is a big deal. So look, if you name your daughter Shira, you ask a shayla and someone does, I would recommend maybe they should have a second name, which is more biblical and more traceable. That way you might be able to skirt this issue with Shira. Now, one last topic I'd like to get to. And when I was thinking about it, yeah, Taka, not so simple. What about, I have a friend of mine, he's named Evan. I remember one day, that's not his Hebrew name. That's his English name. But what gets tricky is he has an English name which has a Hebrew meaning. I remember one day he wasn't listening in Sher. One of my rabbis, he was a tough guy. He picked up like this plaque, which is like a stone plaque. He says, "Evan, this is a stone. You shouldn't be like one." Like, whoa.
You should be like that.
You should not be like one. He was thick. He wasn't listening. Boy, tough guy. But yeah, his name is Yitzchak. Grata today. He works for Kashas in the OU. Wonderful Rabbi Yitzchak. Oh, a good friend.
Because of that, right?
But, yeah. Evan, okay. He doesn't go by Evan as much anymore. His parents still call him Evan, but I call him Evan. I know somebody else. Also, it's funny. His name is Yitzchak. But his English name was Uri. And everybody was super confused. Because some people, it was a Hebrew name, Uri. One of the biggest mashgichim in Eretz Yisrael today, his name is Uri. Talmud Rabbi. Uri Weissman.
How about the name Uzi?
But I'll shoot you down later. Hold on. But it gets a little confusing. If you have a name Evan, or you have a name Uri, which is your English name, but not your Hebrew name, so what are you? Evan. Are you Yitzchak? Are you Evan? Are you Yitzchak? Are you Uri?
Oh.
And that gets complicated. You know, if you want to give a secular name, give a secular name. Bob. But to pick a name which has some Hebrew context, and Hebrew meaning, you got to be careful. Because that could also perhaps have a hashpa or misdirect people in the davening for you, knowing you.
When you go up for your aliyah. When you go up for your aliyah, your bar mitzvah.
What about David or Adam, like those? Like
yeah, so again, to quickly summarize, I want to summarize the topics we talked on. I think I touched all 15 names that I had down there. So again, if you have a English version of a biblical name, there's no Shiloh, that's perfect. Everyone says that's fine. You can name a kid David, Benjamin, that's not a problem. If it's a Gentile name, that's debatable. The Moshe Feinstein permits it. But again, he himself says Dover Maguna. And there might be reasons to also give a secular name, fine. With, you shouldn't give a name that has any other religion associated with it. The name of a Rasha, pre-Avram Avinu, has potential issues. Someone who died young, someone, even the name of a tzaddik, but the children named by that name didn't fare so well, not a good idea. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's idea of Shira, but literally that would apply to other names, other new modern made-up names. Also, in fact, I'll quickly tell you a story. I was gabbai in the yeshiva of Chofetz Chaim in Queens for many, many years. I must have named dozens upon dozens of girls. There were two times I was about to switch their name. One guy decided, well, it was Parshas Vayigash, and he decided he's naming his daughter after a name that appears in the Medrash in that week's Parsha. I felt bad for his daughter. I was going to switch it.
Aye.
Somebody else.
What's your name?
I'm not telling you. He might be listening. Somebody else decided to name their daughter Aiden after Gan the Aiden. I didn't like that one either. That's made up. I was going to switch that one too. But those are the two I almost came close. But really, we have to realize names has a big significance. There's an interesting halacha. Person has to do a bris milah or a rachmon son, a kavura. What takes precedence? Halacha is bris milah actually takes precedence. And the only thing that beats out the bris milah is a chuppah the day of the chasana, but post the day of the chasana, anything else you have to do, you know. But a bris milah takes precedence. Why does a bris milah take precedence? So I would think because, okay, that's the moment. You know, the day is coming to the covenant, the bris of Judaism. It's not the pshat. The drisha on the page of the Torah Shulchan Aruch says the naming a child takes precedence over burying would apply to naming a daughter by the Torah too. To get an aliyah, to name your daughter by the Torah before taking care of Misa, naming a daughter takes precedence too. Why? Because that's the Iker Mila of Bris Milah. It's not coming into the covenant in Klai Yisrael. That's a big deal. We have all these drushes we hear by a bris, what that means. But that's just the setup to name your child. A name carries such significance. It doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. That takes place in our hierarchy of Judaism, even before, obviously, the issue that we care so much of burying the mace. I'd just like to end with one last thing. My mother would always tell me, you know, she named me Yaakov, and she calls me Yaakov. She said what had a hashpa on her years ago, she used to read these advice columns from Rebbetzin Esther Youngreis, wonderful lady, did so much kiruv. And she said the following line, look, if you want your kid to be like Mike, if I could be like Mike.
Like Mike.
Right? Okay, so name your kid Mike. But if you want your kid to be like Avram Avinu, you should name your kid Avram. The names that we name our children show our aspirations, show where our heart is, what we want the future of our children. So a name is a big deal. A name has big significance. And Be'ezus Hashem, or all children and grandchildren with all their names, should all live up to the Karvahem Shmi B'Shem Avosai Avram V'Yitzchak Yidgul Ro B'Karvah.
Amen.